Hello and welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm your host Stephanie, and in today's episode we are doing another devotional. This series is all about letting go of something. Today we're talking about letting go of unhealthy perfectionism, and we are meditating on Matthew chapter 5 verses 43 to 48. And the reason why we're thinking about letting go of unhealthy perfectionism and instead embracing love, true love, God's love, instead is because at the end of these verses, in verse 48, it says, "You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." And I've thought about this a lot. I've contemplated this a lot. What does it mean to be perfect? I've heard it said that the word perfect, the translation is actually complete, like our complete and full self, like the perfect version of ourselves. Of course, we're not going to be perfect because we just can't be. We are sinful human beings. But the reason why I want to think about these bits of verses and really think about this unhealthy perfectionism that we need to let go of is because we often are striving toward that. And instead of striving toward the perfectly clean house, the perfectly curated Instagram feed, the perfectly dressed children at church, what we should be focusing on instead is embracing love, embracing the kind of love God shows us. Jesus shows us his love when he dies for us on the cross. He died for you. He would have done it just for you and just for me, right? It's just incredible. It blows my mind the kind of love that is, the deep, all-encompassing love Jesus has for you and for me, for each of us. So today, let us love like Jesus. Let us strive for the perfection of Jesus's life. He showed us how to live perfectly. He showed us how to choose love when we want to retaliate. That's what we should be striving for as Christians, to love as Jesus loves. And it sounds very cliche, but man, this is hard to do. And so we're going to let go of our unhealthy perfectionism and embrace the kind of love Jesus showed us when he lived here on earth. Okay, so let's get into today's meditation. I pray this time just meditating on God's word and the little bit of devotional I've written. I pray that it blesses you and that it helps you in your mom day wherever you're at. So let's get started with today's meditation. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you salute only your brethren, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is a moment for moms. A little bit of reflection written by yours truly. Loving my neighbor. It means to love my husband and children well. It means choosing to love and be kind even when I don't feel like it. It means caring more about the state of my heart than the state of my home. Showing love and mercy to those I live with is a high calling. This is the kind of perfection I believe the Lord is calling us to. Not Pinterest perfect, but an imitator of Jesus perfect. To be perfect is to be complete, and to love completely and totally is what we are called to as Christians. Family life gives an incredible opportunity to practice this kind of love. Let us choose to love when it's hard, to not count the cost, and to do it all for Jesus. Now here's a moment of wisdom from our sister in Christ. Saint Therese of Lisieux said, "The loveliest masterpiece of the heart of God is the heart of a mother." Now a moment with God. a moment for him to speak to you, sweet friend. This is what I imagine he's saying to your heart, to my heart, to each of our hearts. Let him speak to you today. Love is pouring yourself out. Love is opening your arms and heart to another. Love is your gift. Love gives you life. To truly love another is what will give your life meaning. But first, come to the fountain of my love and be refreshed by my living water. Let me show you true love. I have an endless supply of love to give you. Love, God. Okay, friends, that's it today. I want you to, whenever you have a moment today, go to Matthew chapter 5 and be reading over these verses, verses 43 to 48, and ask Jesus what he wants to teach you today, what he wants to share with you today. At least sometime this week, go there and just ask him, what are you trying to teach me, Lord? What are you trying to show me? And I also want to put another question out there for you to contemplate because it was so helpful for me during my prayer time recently. Sterling Jaquith, who has a podcast with Larissa Horn, it's called Made for Greatness. And I've had Sterling on the podcast, and she in this episode shared a question she had learned from another podcast. Isn't it amazing how that happens? And I forget which podcast it is, so I can't reference the original podcast correctly, but I know that she shared about it. And she said, go to the Lord in prayer and ask him, what wounds are you trying to heal? So I invite you to go to these verses and ask him that question. What do you want to teach me? What do you want to talk to me about today, Lord? And then really listen and really ask this deep question of what wounds are you trying to heal within me, Lord? So I just pose that question to you, those few questions, and especially about the wounds he's trying to heal, because that really helped me. And maybe have a pen and paper ready for whatever stirs in your heart. So I pray this time in God's word has blessed you. May you just feel his love today and then share that love with all of those around you, most especially those in your home. Okay, sweet friend, I'm so grateful you're here. Have a wonderfully blessed day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast.
Thanks for tuning in today, friend. I'm so grateful for you. Let's connect on my email list. Go to bit.ly/monthly happy mail and we can be email besties. What do you think?
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Have a joy-filled day. Bye for now.
Bye for now.